Kids to make their way out to children's ministry now to equip us, this free app. If you're visiting the church, someone will direct you as to where the children are to go. We highly value our kids and our children's ministers in this church. For the last 7 weeks, we've been going through a series on growing young. And to be fair, it's for about the last 15 months we've been going through a series on growing young, haven't we? We've been talking about be one of the five, keep faith alive, all sorts of things. And it's my role this morning to tie it all together and land the plane. Because I prayed about today, I thought, you can't land the plane because we always want to be learning. We can't just say these are the practical things we're going to do because there are principles that we want to keep applying. So instead of doing a sermon on what are we going to do now as a result of our conversations, as a result of our feedback, instead we've created a bookmark so that you open your Bible and you're reminded all the time. Maybe you're on a trust or a board or ministry team and you're thinking, well, what do? We need someone to fill this vacancy. Who have we got in our youth? Who have we got in our young adults? Who have we got in our children? And so instead of a sermon, the plane won't land until the Lord takes us to heaven. We're going to keep working at this. And here's a little bookmark full of reminders. Now, Gary and I are going to read what's on the front of the bookmark together. And then we're going to take a couple of minutes for you to read what's on the back. And then we're going to read that as a church together. So Gary and I, the front. And as a whole church, we're going to read the back. And I'm going to pause after we read the front so you can read through the back. I don't want you to stand up and declare something you haven't thought about or you don't agree with. I'm going to give you a chance to read it. But this is not, this is what we're going to do, the end of the story. This is a reminder to keep the story growing, to keep us evolving, to keep us centered very much on how do we really reach children and their families for Jesus and Whangarei. And our vision is not just our own church kids. I want to keep our church kids like anything. But I've been saying to folk, and I believe this all, with all my heart, if we roll out the mentoring program next year, 60% of the kids I want to see us to come into this church, into the ministries, will be totally unchurched children. And they'll get the same opportunities as children like Mayana. They'll get the same opportunities, and they'll get the same love and the same mentoring as children within their own church family. So Gary and I will read through the front together, and there'll be a pause, then we'll read through the back as a church. First of all, when I came to this church and when I looked at the church online, it looked like a church that would be like the Golden Church in 15 years' time. Now that's a church of beautiful people, godly people, and it's small in number and it's very grey. And you wonder, will it exist in 5 years' time? I'm not sure. And this church was going down a track we've been declining for 15 years, that would eventually likely happen in 15 years' time. Another 15 years, we'd probably be a small group of beautiful, godly people. But what we're doing and what God's telling us to do is going to turn that around. So I'm going to read the first line on that little insert, on your little bookmark. Whangarei Central Baptist Church is a church with a future.
A church where all generations are needed and where
we make a special effort to raise spiritual giants from
our children, plus those in the community and youth.
We realize that to help them grow, they need intergenerational relationships, early experiences in ministry, and outward focus on the community and evangelism.
We accept that change is not easy, and we will at times face conflict. Our intention is not to gossip or criticize. We want to assume the best in each other and talk things through in person.
We accept that at times we will fail. That's okay. We're a community of grace, determined to learn from our mistakes and head in a better direction.
We will celebrate our wins, no matter how small.
We will share our stories of and encourage others in the six core commitments of growing young.
With God's help, we will raise world-changing Christians and bless the churches of the North. We want to impact many, many lives for the kingdom and leave a lasting legacy of faith in the North.
Awesome. Now just pause for a minute. I want you to read what's on the back of your bookmark before Gary and I take you through it. You can't stand up and say something you haven't thought about or you can't own personally. Just have a read through. Then we'll stand as a church and Gary and I'll lead you through it. Can I ask you to please to stand? And we'll read through these six core values together.
Unlock keychain leadership.
Together. As a church, we want to continually look for God's calling and gifting in our tamariki. We want to give them a genuine voice in all that we do at Whangarei Central Baptist Church. We want to constantly look for ways to entrust the responsibility and authority that we carry to our youth and mentor them into their God-given ministries.
Empathize with young people.
We recognize that the children and youth of today live in a very technical, often impersonal, and fast-changing world. They are under new pressures and challenges that we didn't face in our youth. We want to help them discover who they are as Jesus' followers, where they fit into the church family and community, and why they are here on earth for. We are determined to ask them lots of questions and genuinely listen to them.
Take Jesus' message seriously.
Jesus is the focus of God's story and ours. He calls us to a radical, countercultural life of serving and witnessing. We believe that he has not only saved us from judgment in the future, but for a meaningful, purposeful, and impacting life now. We want to be authentic, real in the way we live out and talk about our relationship with Jesus.
Fuel a warm community.
We will value all generations. The church community is our family. We will make an effort to form relationships across the generations. We will major on being welcoming, hospitality, and getting to know each other.
Prioritize young people and families everywhere.
85% of people come to faith between 4 and 14 years of age. Many young Christians walk away from their faith and the church between 18 and 30 years of age. Very few Christians walk away from the church and their faith after 30. It's better to build up the boys and girls than to repair the men and women.
Be the best neighbours.
We believe that God's heart is for the lost, the poor and the marginalised. We will look for positives in our culture and be a voice of life and encouragement. We will journey with pre-Christians. We want to embrace ethnic and socioeconomic diversity and seek to practically bless Whangarei and the North. Would you remain standing as I pray? Father, we've said these things with our lips, and there's power in words. But Father, may what's been said in our lips resonate in our hearts and remain in our Bibles. Would you, Holy Spirit, kindly bless us by reminding us of these six core principles when we have meetings and Bible studies and planning events and making decisions for the future. May it be, God, that hundreds, if not thousands, of children and youth in Whangarei will meet the Saviour and grow to be world-changing Christians because of this church over the next decade. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Gary. Use that one. Yep. Instead of a sermon this morning, I really felt God saying, let's share stories. Let's get three people to speak about an event in their lives through this church that where God's blessed them. And it might have been 5 minutes ago or 80 years ago. It doesn't matter. Let's hear some stories about how God has worked through this church to change people's lives. I've got three speakers. Phil Budd, first of all, then Josh Tyler, then Auntie Tracy. So, Phil, where are you? See, would you come forward? Awesome, Mr. Budd. Thank you, sir.
First of all, let that testimony of Scotty be a challenge to all those who are reaching out to young people. Who knows, many years later, something comes forward that seed sown many, 60? That was a long time ago. Anyhow, in 1941, that's even further back, I was 15. I was following the Scripture Union Bible study system of Bible reading daily. Yes, it's online today. And anyhow, it was, we were following through 1 Corinthians. And in chapter 6, I read these words. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which you have from God? You're not your own. You're bought with a price, even the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are His. Well, I sat up that night and I thought, this body, God's temple. I hadn't grasped that concept up to that particular time. Suddenly I realized this body is God's temple. And the notes pointed out what a holy place the temple of God was to the Jews in Jerusalem. There were restrictions as to what could go into it, what could come out of it, how it was used. And the same applies to this body. What's going into the body through my mouth? It's going to hurt God's temple. What am I eating? What am I drinking? Too much? Too little? What's going into my body through my ears? What am I listening to that I shouldn't be? What's going into my body through my eyes? What am I reading? What sort of magazines, books, films? And of course today there's a wide range of stuff picked up on the internet. Anyhow, all this was brought out in the Scripture Union notes and was a real challenge. I think I must have taken some on board because I'm still living. And then it goes on and says to your body is not only the temple, but we are to glorify God. We don't belong to ourselves. And I believe at that point, something of the seeds of the purpose of God in my life were being sown. Way back when I was only 15 and went on to be what I became. And I praise God for it. So read the Word of God day by day in a systematic way like Scripture Union presents. It's online, available to everybody.
Just awesome. Just awesome. Phil's been used of God to influence many people, both here and overseas. And quite a number of folk. How many of you have read his book about his missionary journeys? Just his boldness for the kingdom. Boy, that's worth a read. If you're new to the family, have a read of that book, a story of one of our church family, and just what he's achieved for the kingdom. Josh Tyler, he's an awesome young man. He's been involved in leadership in the youth ministry, Rock Solid. And Josh, we'd love to hear your story. How's Whangarei Central Baptist Church made a difference in your life?
Oh, it's made quite a big difference, actually. Yes. So I think where it all started was, I was back in intermediate, and Scotty came to my school. And he's like, hey, I've got this youth group called Rock Solid. You should come along. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. So I went along. And yeah, I never really stopped going until it was youth group time. And then, yeah, came to Frontline City Youth, the youth group here. And it's just, oh, it's probably, oh, my voice. Sorry. yes, a little bit. Big man. And that's definitely increased my faith a lot. I think if I never walked through those doors, I don't know where I would be today. Mm. Probably be off in the streets somewhere doing not good things, sure. You know? Yeah. It's probably lifted my spirits a lot too. And like all of the people here are just so nice. And
brilliant.
And I don't think I've heard a negative thing come out of anyone's mouth towards anyone in the church.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's just been a really good experience so far.
Awesome.
Can't wait for the next experience.
What God's going to do in the future. Good on you, Josh. Bless you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you. Josh is a man of real godly character, and you hear his story, and it started way back then, back in school days, with Scotty turning up in advertising rock solid. And we're blessed if you get to rub shoulders with Josh now. He's a godly man, and he's been, lots of folk have been around him through the years and just enjoyed him, been blessed by him, and blessed, been a blessing to love on him too. Hardy Tracy, come and talk to us. That's good. Do you want the little lectern? I can lift it down, or yep, I'll grab it.
Okay. Pretty a lot of things have happened in my life, but I suppose these are the main things. Oh, yeah. Stuart and I were married for 5 years, and we parted because he had anger problems. He left to go to live with his family in Auckland, where he got his problems sorted out. I went and lived with my parents for 2 years, which was a struggle. Mm-hmm. We met secretly at the Auckland Zoo, and I could see a major change in his life. So after long, hard prayers and thinking, we decided to give our marriage a second chance. And with a lot of... On the year 2000, he returned to Whangarei, and our wedding vows at Four Seas. He worked part time as a cleaner at the Baptist Church for 12 years. Mm. His impact with working with Christian folk and his life and marriage working with Christians was a great impact on me and him. My life-changing experience, I've been coming to church since the age of 14 with youth group. I was involved with, voluntary with the Toy Library for 20 years and now over 20 years as a member of the Four Seas. Wow. Although I have suffered long-term depression since the age of 16, I was never really happy in myself. I didn't feel accepted. My parents passed away and Stuart 2 years ago. I know I will meet them one day in God's mansion. Mm. With not having family, I would hide my feelings, make excuses for not attending church regularly. Since having the mobility scooter, it gives me freedom and independence. Mm. While I'm out, I am still talking to God and admiring his creations, meeting people, and even if it is just a smile, I must put in there the love of having a cat. The biggest change was going on at the first church picnic in December, where everyone made me welcome. Mm. I know then that it is where I belonged, with family from church, and with Pastor Russell calling me sister. Mm-hmm. Without that meant a lot. I was accepted for who I am, for the church family, for loves and cares for me, no matter what. I know God has good, happy, and have plans for me in the future, with struggles along the way. But with faith and an understanding from God, he sees me through them. I listen to the word of worship music on iPad at night when I don't sleep. Watch Christian TV shows. My faith has grown spiritually with support from the church and family. Mm. I thank God for his blessings in every day and what he has done for me all day.
Awesome, Tracy. And I thank God that I'm related to Tracy and absolutely Andrew and Phil and Josh and others for eternity. And I really believe as people share stories in this church, those stories are powerful. One of the things Maybeth put down for goals for next year was to record the stories of our seniors and their testimonies. Man, I'm looking forward to that. I'd like to see it on DVD rather than just audio MP3. But we need to do this as a church. God is a good God. And as I mix with people, visit people, so many of you mention names of others in the church. So-and-so turned up and hugged at this time. So-and-so was my youth leader. So-and-so supported me through a difficult family time. There's profound love, profound gifting in this church, and together you're making a real difference. Andrew, privileged to hear you speak, my brother.
Russell did only have three, but God pushed me really hard on this one because you mentioned when you started introducing them, even a story that might have happened in the last 5 minutes. Well, this wasn't in the last 5 minutes, but about an hour ago when I arrived. Peter, could you stand up, please?
Yeah, Peter Kitchen.
Peter's an engineer. Now, in the brief time that I spoke to him, I just pictured the things that he's been involved in the last 20 years around Whangarei in terms of his own occupation, but also his 20 years as part of this church. But over Peter's shoulder, I could see something happening that I was just so inspired by. So, Jesse, can you come up here, please? And Toby?
Jacob.
Yeah. Can you guys come up here? Because these two guys with Jesse, yes? He's not here, he's out. But Campbell, can you come up? And Gary as well. These five young men were in the kitchen buttering garlic rolls.
Awesome.
And when I asked them, is this the first time you guys have... I said, have you done this before? Because they looked like they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
They said, no, it's the first time. Yeah. And there they were, smiles on their faces, serving. How old are you guys?
12.
And 11.
11. Awesome.
I won't ask you. No, can I ask you guys? 21, yeah. And 15.
15, fantastic.
I'm sorry, Jesse's not here as well because he's, 10 or something.
Yeah.
What an incredible witness
to
what your church is already doing. These guys had smiles on their faces, and I'm going to go back and tell the story to my church.
Awesome, Andrew.
You can sit down. And then lastly, Selwyn, can you stand up? Because Selwyn's daughter, and I didn't get your name because I'm terrified of girls, so I didn't ask your name. You know, what is your name? Annabelle was sitting there on her own, and I said to her, are you waiting for someone? And she said, oh, no, I'm going to be singing soon. And I could see she was nervous, and yet she was ready and prepared to come up here and serve. And then Selwyn, who's her dad, because he came and sat next to her with his cup of coffee. I'm still sorry you didn't bring me a cup of coffee, Selwyn, but that's all right. But Selwyn is a psychologist. And we desperately need more people like him in New Zealand with what's going on in mental health. So what a blessing.
Awesome, Andrew.
Your church has stories happening all the time, from young to middle. I won't go into it.
Okay, good. Andrew, thank you. Thank you, my friends. Today's about celebrating our story, celebrating what God's doing. I wouldn't deny for a moment that talking about the changes that we've been talking about, it's easy. It's not easy. And some folk have said, Russell, are we missing this age group or that age group? No, we're not. We're going to love on everybody. We want Four Seasons, every ministry in this church to grow and expand, become more and more vibrant. But we just recognize extra attention needs to be given to the young ones. And folk have said to me, Russell, what Whangarei Central are talking about doing, it's a brave thing, and it is a brave thing. You know, for us to succeed in our mission, for us to be a church that grows young and loves on all ages and ensures that their children and young people get mentored and loved in this church, it's going to require a huge amount of self-sacrifice and selflessness. Real Jesus stuff. When I go around churches today and I talk to folk, it kind of is like, we want what we want and they should give us what we want, and it's all about consumerism. And I'll choose this church over that church because they'll give me what I want. That's not what you're being called to as a church, friends. You're not being called to throw a lot of ideas in a box and let's do what will make us happy. We've been called to do something that will make the Father in heaven happy. And that'll be to see a little people in our church and our community loved into the kingdom and wrapped arms around them from various ages and people being committed to them for decades. And I believe we can do it because I believe our hearts are for the kingdom. Our hearts are for Jesus. I believe the Father's love is in you as a church, and I've seen it profoundly so many times. And so we're going to get Lana and the team to come forward, and we're going to keep on worshiping We're going to continue to worship and say, Lord, we recognize the road ahead's not straightforward. There's changes and we don't like change and it's not easy for us. But because the dance loves influencing our hearts, we want to go down this track. And we want to pay the price. We want to put other people before ourselves. We don't want to be a consumeristic church. We want to be a church that's about the cross. A church that's about a radical Jesus and loving the next generation in a radical way. Thanks, Lana.